Every day, we start off Shema with the words Ahava Rabba, and we beg of Hashem, Avinu Avarachamon Hamarachim Rachim Aleinu V'Seim Libeinu Bina Lahavin Lahaskil. We beg of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to please grant us the ability to learn, the ability to fulfill His mitzvahs. And we have to understand that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears our tefillos, He listens to every word. And He is ready, muchon umezuman, to fulfill our every request. Sending us all that we need. Imagine for a moment, a person is driving down the road and he sees someone on the side who is trying badly to load his car. The real example is an example of a donkey that needs to be loaded with packages, with luggage, I guess we'll call it. There was once a guy who put on a yarmulke because he wanted people to stop. He wasn't schwarz. He was a guy. He could be schwarz also, but he was white, and he put on a yarmulke, and someone stopped. He said, "Well, how can I help you?" He's like, "Okay, thanks so much." So, anyways, he knew that Yidden stop for each other. So he saw this. You see this person who needs help loading. Guess what? There's a chiyuv da'iraitza. Hokeim tokim imay. You're mechuyev to help him lift his load and put it onto his donkey or put it into his station wagon. No station wagons. Into his SUV, into his car. There's a chiyuv da'iraitza. So fine, you pull over, and this guy's an able-bodied fellow. He's 30-year-old. He's not overweight. He's not anything but lazy. And he's watching you. He's like, "Yeah, I really need help. Thanks so much." And he's just sitting there with his arms folded, and you are schlepping and putting it in. You could stop right there and say, "Buds, are you going to help me?" He's like, No. It's your mitzvah. I'm watching you do the mitzvah, helping me. Hakim takim imo. So the guy stops, or you should stop, really. And you should say to him, "Come here. See the pasuk? Hakim takim imoi. Load. With who? With him. With him. You should only do it if he participates. You're not mechuyev to help him load his load unless he is involved in the loading too. Now, if he's unable to do it, that's a separate thing. That's a chesed. He's unable to do it. But if he's able to do it and he doesn't want to, you're not mechuyev to help him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Chafetz Chaim, on Parashas Ki Seitzei, on this pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavayachol fulfills the entire Torah up into every word that Chazal darshaned on every single pasuk. If Chazal said imoy in the Torah means that you should only help him if he helps himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the same thing with us. And therefore, says the Chafetz Chaim, a person davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avinu Avarachman, Amrachim Achim Alin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is muchon umezumen, waiting to shower you with Torah. You just begged Hashem for Torah. You walk away from davening and you go straight to breakfast. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting to give you Torah. You just begged Hashem for Torah. You finished davening and you packed out. Says Chafetz Chaim, after you finish davening, this is one of the reasons that you should have a little seder after davening. Because you just begged for Torah and Hashem is ready to give you the Torah. You have to do something in order to be zaycha to that request that you asked for. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only going to give it to you if you are involved. Hakim Takim Imai. He's ready to load on to you all the Torah. Imai, with him, with you. Only if you're involved. If you're not involved, he's not going to give it to you. What does that have to do with the first vod of the season? The first vod of Cheshvan? And the answer is everything. Because every single one of us has just davened and davened and davened the entire Tishrei, starting with a few days before Rosh Hashanah. And if you're starting, a few more days. Right? And how many Hoshanas, how many Kabbalas, how many tears, how many Tchinas, how many promises? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to every single request that you requested upon Him. And now comes the time when Hashem is ready to give it to us. It's like after davening now. Now it's like after davening. Tishrei was davening, and now is right after davening. That's called Cheshvan. Hakein Tokim Imoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ready to give it to us, but only if we show participation, full participation. There's an amazing statement in Chazal. It's so amazing that when one of the Amoraim fulfilled it, it says about him, he couldn't take the smile off of his face the whole day. What is that? Soimech ge'ul etzvila. Don't turn in brachas, right? Soimech ge'ul etzvila. If a person puts the bracha of Ga'al Yisrael right next to Shemayna Esrei, it means immediate. That's why we do it. It's swish right away. Ga'al Yisrael Hashem Zvasai Tavzach. No in between. There's a whole discussion in the Gemara. It's Hashkiveinu Ahafsik, it's Baruch Hashem La'ilam Ahafsik, right? Hashem Zvasai Tavzach, is that a Ahafsik? A Ahafsik? What's a Ahafsik? What? Hashem Zvasai Tavzach. No, you're supposed to do it right together. Ga'al Yisrael, immediately Shemayna Esrei. Why? Why is it so important? And why are people so praiseworthy for doing such? I believe it's the Ran, I believe, on the Rif that writes the reason. Imagine a person comes to a king, Lahavdil of Alfi Abdullah, of flesh and blood, and he appeases the king, and he praises the king. And now the king comes close, listening to all of the appeasement and praise, and then he just packs out. The king is close. When the king is close, now talk to him. Talk to him. Ask him whatever you want. He's here. He's right here. When you appease the king comes close. Now talk to him. Lahavdil of Alfi Abdullah, that's a mashal. When a person says, Ga'al Yisrael, after saying, Mi Kamoich, after saying, Ezras, he's Meratza Kaviyochel Hashem. And Kaviyochel, he brings Hashem close. When you bring Hashem close, immediately after that should begin your bakashes of tefillah. Tefillah should follow right after Ga'al Yisrael, because you're Baratze Hashem. Immediately after that should come your tefillahs. In a similar but different vein, similar but different, you put in such a tishrei. You put in, I put in, we all put in. You put in so much. You reached out. You climbed. And Hashem has reciprocated in kind. There has been so much ritzui. There has to be a smichus of that tishrei to an avoida of mar cheshvan. We'll look at the tishrei as the Ga'al Yisrael. Being Soymech Ge'ula L'Tvila means right after that should come a Mar Cheshvan of a Shemayna Esrei. Now we start the Avoida. Now begins the real Avoida. Achievement. I was in Boca Raton for Shabbos. For a Simcha. I still love the winter, by the way. Someone asked me, "No, how is the Sunshine State?" I said, "So happy to be back in New York." Now, don't get me wrong. Vacation's nice. Warmth is nice. Come on, winter, right? Yes. After San Diego, winter. Thank you. Who's excited? We're all excited. Winter's starting. Okay, he's not excited. Sorry. Winter! Winter birds. Anyway, so I was in Boca Raton in BRS Shabbos, Shalom Shabbos, and a Yid Reb Mirzov said an incredible thing from the Alexander Rebbe. He said, you have an El, you have a Tishrei. How do you know if the Elul and Tishrei were real? How do you know that the Elul and Tishrei were emes? It's very nice. Miyale Bahar Hashem. Not taking away or minimizing it from the way I just said it, Chas V'Shalom. It's more than very nice. The aliyas that a person is zeichet to an Elul and Tishrei, Miyale Bahar Hashem. But at the end of the day, Mar Cheshvan is, Umi Yakum B'mkayim Kadshoy. Who is really staying there? Who is really taking it? L'maisa. And he said that Alexander Rebbe says, MS stands for El Tishrei Mar Cheshvan. If it's really MS, and you took the El and the Tishrei, and you're bringing it out in the Mar Cheshvan. It's not just something that you spoke about in El and Tishrei, but it's something that you're actually doing in Mar Cheshvan. So I was writing this Vad, like I like to do on planes. And sometimes when you're high up in the air, you can have some extra inspiration. Aliyah. So this is what I thought of while I was up in the air. If you don't have Mar Cheshvan, that means comes Mar Cheshvan, you begged, you pleaded, you said, Kabbalos, you're going to do this, you're going to do that, this year's going to be different, yeah, yeah, right? This time it will be different. I've heard those words so many times before, right? Person says, this time will be different. It's a song, it's a Shadchan song, but we could use it for El and Tishrei. This time it will be different. So how do you make sure that it's MS by bringing it out in Mar Cheshvan? But what happens if you're Mar Cheshvan? You're out to lunch. There's nothing happening in Mar Cheshvan, Rabbi Isai. You know what you're left with? You're left with S. You're left with S. The word S in itself, what does it mean? Is S meaningful in itself? El and Tishrei, for itself, the S, is it meaningful in itself? The word S, what makes the word S meaningful? The word that's attached to it gives the word S meaning. Anytime you see the word S, you don't have a puzzle, it just says S. S what? S what? S what? El Tishrei what? What comes after it is what's a good verb, right? I thought of it up in Shemayim. Doesn't sound good. I thought of it in a plane up in Shemayim. That's the Shem. Shall live me well to 120. Say amen. Come on. Right? More than that, the word S is always, not always, but many times is coming to be marba something. Kabe es avicha is coming to be marbe, what? Your older brother, right? Es Hashem Elokecha tira is coming to be marbe tamid chacham. The word es is coming to be marbe something. Elul and Tishrei is coming to be marbe something else. It's not just in it for itself. You can't just have an Elul and Tishrei without Mar Cheshvan. If you want MS, you want to be an MS de Gayid, there has to be an Elul and Tishrei followed by a Mar Cheshvan. So what was the title that I gave to Holy Sam? The title that I gave was With Him. With Him, Pashup Shad until now means that Hashem will only help a person that's willing to help himself. Hashem is ready to shower each one of us with Torah and everything we asked for, but we have to show that we are involved. But I wrote capital H, I am, because tarti mashma. I had two meanings behind the word him. Besides the him, which is us, more importantly, I had in mind also with him, with Hashem. That means, you know, winter is starting. The opportunity is enormous. But we have to remember at all times, it has to be with the recognition that it's with him. We're not going to get anywhere on our own. We have to step up to the plate, but we have to ask him continuously for Siyata D'Shemayim. We need Siyata D'Shemayim every step of the way. And I'll give you an incredible vart to bring this out on this past week's parsha. Rashi says, on the first pasuk, Ela told us Nayach, Rashi says these words, Iker told Oiseyem shel tzadikim maisim toivim. The main children of the righteous is their good deeds. Asks Rev Wagshel from the Mir Yeshiva, I don't understand. I think his name is Rev Yehuda Wagshel Shlita. There's a Mir Shir every Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. live. Every week someone else from the Mir. It's amazing. Tune in a phone near you. So Rav Wagshel asked, why does it say Iker Toldoi Sehem Shel Tzadikim is Maisim Tovim? Isn't it by everyone, every Jew who does Maisim Tovim, they are the Iker children that he produces in this world? Why is it only the righteous? Iker told the same shall tzaddikim ma'isim toivim. Iker told the same shall call Yisrael ma'isim toivim. Why only tzaddikim? And he said a very big chiddush, very big chiddush, a whopper. Get ready for explosives. He said, not all ma'isim toivim produce something called toldos, offspring. Only certain Maisim Toivim produce offspring. He said, in the physical world, the only way to produce Toldos is by two beings coming together, connecting, that produces Toldos. There's no such thing as someone on his own producing Toldos. Not in any part of the physical world. Said Rav Wagshel, when it comes to Maisim Toivim, a person can be zeicha to fulfill good deeds. But for those good deeds to become a creation that can be called a tolda of the person, that can produce more and more effect afterwards, that's only when the person does the good deed and he's connected to Hashem when he does it. If he does the good deed devoid of Hashem, he'll get schar, there'll be a reward for that good deed. But the creation that can be called a tolda can only happen if through the mitzvah there was a connection of you to Hashem. By tzaddikim, all their ma'isim tovim are toldos. Because all their ma'isim tovim are never devoid of Hashem. You'll never have a tzaddik who's putting on tefillin and he's thinking about the World Series. There could be a Jew that could be thinking about the World Series. Why the Yankees lost? I just found out. The Yankees lost while he's putting on tefillin. Is it something? He's still doing a mitzvah. Hopefully he had some. It's a good question if he's mekayim mitzvah. If he had no shaychus to the fact that he's putting on tefillin. Let's say he had some shaychus, but his mind is occupied mainly with the Yankees. He's not connecting to Hashem through the tefillin. Still a Maisim Tovim, but told us it's not. Esho Elohim is Salich Noach. Noach was a tzaddik who was constantly connected with Hashem. When you're constantly connected to Hashem, then there's a connection of the mitzvah and the mitzvah. Hashem is the mitzvah, and you are the mitzvah. What is the thing that connects you? The mitzvah. Just like a malve lends money to a loive. What's the thing that goes in between the malve and the loive? A milve. A milve. There's a mitzvah, that's Hashem. There's a mitzvah, that's me. What's the thing that goes in the middle of both of us? The mitzvah. It's like the milva. Milve. The mitzvah is what connects Hashem and me. Rabbi Say, we're entering a winter. Don't listen to the naysayers by the dining room table. Say, oh, it's winter. Ugh, oh, I hate winter. Don't listen to them. You stand up, bang on the table, and you say, there's nothing like the winters, man. It's the best time of year. It's the time of year that a person has no distractions. You just plow and you grow and you accomplish and you achieve. You speak up for the truth. But don't forget that the only way to make it through the wintersman is with him. H-I-M capital. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us to be zeicha, to have a truthful marcheshvan, by taking the El and the Tishrei and making it an emistic, a zman of achievement, a zman of simchas by everyone. All those who are looking for shidduchim should find them speedily so we could be dancing very soon. Ad Yisham Bar Yehuda, greatest atzlachadik zman to everyone. Ezer Hashem.